This is KMUN Radio 91.9 on your AM dot your FM dial. So, how's everybody doing this morning? In a couple of minutes, we're going to have our program, The Conversation with John Orr. But first, let's take a look at the weather. Today, a dense fog before 11 a.m. Otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 60. And tonight, a cloudy with a low around 45. Tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a near 60. I think they mean a high near 60. Or maybe it is a near 60. And an overnight low of 45. Or overnight low, if that's how you want to read the word. Sunny Sunday with a high near 61 degrees. Rain is likely for the next week. Interesting. Well, how about that? I did want to remind our listeners that you can hear special election coverage of local elections on Coast Community Radio this week or this month. Join us Tuesday mornings at 9 a.m. this month for interviews with candidates running in the November midterm elections. And we'll have a special one-hour program on Clatsop County ballot measures on Monday, October 29th at 9 a.m. And let's see, anything else I need to cover here? Oh, yes, we do have the matter of our blessed sponsors.
Support for Friday Public Affairs comes in part from the Blue Scorcher Bakery Cafe, baking up community one loaf at a time. Located at 15th and Duane Astoria, bluescorcher.coop and 503-338-7473. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Start there. Good morning, everybody. This is The Conversation with John Orr. And I am still trying to overcome some technical difficulties with our delay system here, but hopefully somebody will figure that out. In the meantime, today's topic is, who are the American heroes? Who are the American heroes is the question. So please give us your calls, 503-325-0010. That's 503-325-0010. You want to write that number down. And the question for you is, to start the show off, is who are your heroes? Just call in, tell us who your heroes or hero is or were or are and why, and I'd just love to hear from you. So anyway, we're looking forward to your calls, and while we're waiting for you to call us here at 503-325-0010, I will just tell you that, you know, I gave them some thought, and the stimulus for that thought was I went to the movies here in Astoria, and I saw a movie, First Man, about Neil Armstrong, the life and events surrounding Neil Armstrong's life once he entered the space program, and the tragedies and challenges. So it's really stimulated my thought in this particular, this era where we see occasional profiles in courage, but perhaps our time is more characterized by the lack of heroism. And, yeah. So, yeah.
Can, hey.
You gotta wear them.
The delay is coming through my headphones.
Okay, well, that's good. So, anyway, I was just thinking about what an inspirational character, and then I gave some further thought to what are the qualities of a hero, and, you know, what can that teach us about how we can be better persons, how we can be better citizens, how we can be a better community, how we can elect better leaders. So anyway, I would invite your calls at 503-325-0010. So I guess for killing time here, I'd tell you who my heroes were as I developed, and maybe you can sense a pattern or identify with what I'm saying. And one of my first heroes was, believe it or not, Mighty Mouse. Here I come to save the day. Followed, you know, in evolutionary form to Superman. Then, being a Detroit Tigers baseball fan, I went to Al Kaline. It looks like we have a call. We do have a call. Well, let's see how it goes. This is KMU and the Conversation with John Orr. What's your comment or question or hero?
My hero is Susan Bell Burnell. She is a Northern Ireland astrophysicist, and she discovered the first radio pulsars in 1967. And women who have breached science are my heroes.
So are you, if your radio is on, turn it down a little bit because you have the delay. But you said she was she sensed the first radio pulsars? I didn't quite get that.
Yes.
Wow.
She was a Northern Ireland. She lived in Northern Ireland, and she was the first woman scientist in Northern Ireland and the world to discover the first radio pulsars in 1967.
Wow.
Which is very important for space.
Yes, yes. And why is it important for space, for those of us, including me, that don't understand why pulsars are important to space knowledge?
Well, it's a communication ability.
I see.
And receiving anything that might come from extraterrestrials or planets or stars or the sun or whatever. And anyway, I just want to say that there are lots of women who have not been honored for science. And I think it's very important for those young women who are trying to be scientists still in this country.
That's a great point. And I can't remember the name of the film. It seems like a year or two ago there was a film that came out about African American women who were helping on the space program.
Yes.
Do you recall the title?
Yes, the Mathematicians. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't remember the title, but that was a great movie.
It really was. I forgive me for not recalling it, but I recommend it 5-star all the way. It was so inspirational in these. You know, they were women and they were African American, and it was like the early 1960s. And most of us today cannot imagine what kind of obstacles that posed, particularly. I think they were working in Florida, Cape Canaveral, and they were just so good at what they did that they, you know, it's kind of like Nat King Cole. America had to get past its racism because, in last analysis, quality, the quality of workmanship and the work and the excellence was needed and appreciated, and that was a hard period. So did this Susan Bell Burnett inspire you in some way or affect you in your life?
When I got my degree, I had a contract with a subcontractor for Boeing in Seattle in 1984. And when I went to that science lab to research surface coatings for space vehicles that were going to be in non-oxygenated atmospheres, there was no female bathroom in that lab. And I had to go into the secretarial pool where there was a female bathroom. It was, I mean, I couldn't believe the discrimination there, but it was just very subtle. And anyway, that got me into a very rebellious mood to research all the women in science. So anyway,
that's
my two cents.
Well, I really appreciate that. I'm going to let you go, and then thanks. There was a scene about that in that movie. If anybody remembers the title of that movie, let me know. I think it came out 2 years ago, where the woman, the poor woman who was one of the, they called them computers. People were the computers before the computers really grabbed hold at NASA on the space program. And she had to walk like 3 or 4 blocks to find a bathroom. So anyway, I got a call, an anonymous caller, who says that Frank Zappa is my hero. If the caller would like to call in and remain anonymous and tell us why, I would love to hear that. I have some ideas. I'm familiar with some of Frank Zappa's work, and I saw him in concert. And he certainly was a creative individual, original, and he really didn't care what anybody thought. He just pursued his dream and his free expression. And that's perhaps the elements, an element of the hero. It looks like we got another caller here. This is the conversation with John Orr. Who's your hero?
Well, I think, excuse me, a definition of hero is called for now. And I believe a hero is a person who at great risk of life does something magnanimous for his fellow or her fellow man. Anything short of that is a wonderful person, maybe, lots of things, but not hero.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, is there any person that you can think of as we talk here that conformed to that definition you've provided more than anybody else, or this pops out in your mind as a...
Well, what pops out in my mind, of course, is Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
But we could talk Gandhi, or we could talk maybe Lincoln, even. But all these people, maybe Madame Curie, there's a lot of names.
Sure.
But they all risked their lives knowingly. That's the next part of this. Knowingly risked their life to be a great aid to their fellow human.
Well, that's certainly a part of it. I'll tell you that I looked up, as I always do, on the internet, the qualities, it's Googled, the qualities of a hero. And I came up with, a few. The first one you remarked upon, courage, as well as the second one, selflessness. The third one I thought was really interesting, and that plays into Neil Armstrong, and that was humility. And he was very, very humble. The fourth one, patience, honesty, integrity, passion, caring. And as you mentioned, Martin Luther King, he scores on all of them. And so he is perhaps one of the greatest heroes, at least of the 20th century. So then I also undertook looked at some surveys of heroes in 2017 and American heroes, and came up with, it was kind of surprising, like, this is 20 years ago, number one was Ronald Reagan, and the second one was, I know, the times change. I think it's the recency and the lack of historical knowledge informs a lot of these answers. Let me tell you, Abraham Lincoln gets his due. He's second. Martin Luther King was third. The idea of what is a hero apparently can shift over time, but go ahead, please.
Well, just that I think that we've diluted that definition of hero. Yes, certainly patience and humility are all attributes we'd like to see in a hero. But I think that it really narrows down to what I've already said. It's everything else either dilutes it or expands on it. But the foundation of it has to be knowingly risking your life to the benefit of your fellow human.
Yeah, Yeah. Yeah, and in that regard, the civil rights movement certainly has projected onto the historical stage a great many names. And Muhammad Ali comes to mind. I mean, he may not have actually laid his life down, but he gave up his title. He risked going to prison, and he fought heroically on behalf of the right of free expression of religion and against systemic racism. And
I
then,
concede that to you.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's John Lewis, who definitely took a beating
Absolutely.
On the head at the march, I think it was in Selma, at the Selma Bridge.
Uh-huh.
And Rosa Parks comes to mind. And now today, it wouldn't necessarily be the case that everyone would agree or you would find that he has risked his life, but he's certainly risked, apparently given up his career in the NFL, and that's Colin Kaepernick, who is the quarterback for the 49ers, who chose to kneel as a way of protesting what he perceived as the injustices visited upon black men by some law enforcement individuals in some counties. So whether or not you think that is about his kneeling is about protesting violence against blacks, or you think it's just being disrespectful, he certainly had an impact and has paid a dear price for it. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that Kaepernick is a sterling example of doing the right thing. I mean, that's, in my world, unchallengeable there, but that doesn't make him a hero because he's going to get up off his knee and know he's going to be able to get up off his knee.
I hear you.
If there was a chance that the sword was hanging over his head when he did it, he would have been a hero.
I hear what you're saying. And, you know, I think that it makes me think that maybe there's two kinds of heroes. There's the heroes that inspire us to our better angels, to our better selves, partaking of some of these qualities. And yours would certainly narrow the list quite a lot. But it's just interesting to think about in terms of personality formation. You know, how do people become who they are? Are they inspired? I know I was inspired by Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King and some others. And then as I've delved into history, you know, there are other people that are inspirational, like Ulysses S. Grant and perhaps William Tecumseh Sherman, I think maybe that the concept of the hero is useful, even if it doesn't mean the person actually laid down their life or risked laying down their life. But I guess it just depends which direction you want to take it. Anyway,
I think it's demeaning to the hero, my definition of hero,
yeah,
to have his or hers action diluted somewhat, and not that the names you mentioned here are sterling examples of what our fellow humans should be, or what we should be, or what I should be, but still not a hero. I think
yeah.
that term it should be reserved for those who are truly, my definition, doing it. Anyway,
would you? Yeah. Okay. You bet. You know, and that that raises to mind, you know, the famous kerfuffle between Trump and McCain, you know, the late Senator John McCain, and whether he was a hero or not. And I think the examining what is a hero, what are the qualities of a hero, has relevance and application to our, you know, the way we vote or the way we perceive events, the way we perceive history. Since 83% of the people in one survey said that the single most important aspect of a hero was honesty. I would say that honesty, courage, selflessness, humility are really, you know, of a piece. But the impact that you can make by doing the right thing, just in my own opinion, while certainly aided and enhanced by laying one's life or willing to risk one's life, it's not exclusive of the definition of a hero. If you think about Ray Charles and how he had to overcome blindness, had to overcome racism, how he had overcome grinding poverty, and just became a megastar and a mega businessman, and he's an inspirational character, who overcomes adversity and challenge. Seems like a pretty good working definition of a hero. Jackie Robinson comes to mind, and it looks like we got another caller. Who's your hero?
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'd like to frame, I like the big picture hero and definition, but I also am reminded of Joseph Campbell and everybody being on a hero's journey and to be empowered by that. And along those lines, I think of heroes are single moms working minimum wage jobs in terms of most of the definitions that I've heard, qualify, sacrificing for other against great odds. So that's who I vote for.
Wow. Thank you for that. That is really compelling. And I have to agree with you. There's a lot of people that go through life without fame, without recognition, maybe just eking it by. But, the mom that inspires the son or the daughter by her her rectitude, her strength, her commitment, her sacrifice is absolutely as much of a hero and impact writ small as the illustrious names that I have sitting in front of me. And, speaking of Joseph Campbell, I was looking at something about literature. I guess there was a book that recently came out, and it was looking at the hero through Dom DeLillo and Saul Bellow. And it kind of bemoaned that Hollywood has taken an approach that the hero is also the victim. And I don't know, that's probably over my head, but it's worth considering how the hero is portrayed in literature or in movies. Any thoughts on that?
It typically is sort of a white male hero archetype. And so I think certainly I want to shine light as a middle-aged white male who's appreciated privilege without even trying, but who's been hooked for a while, it's clear to me that those are my heroes.
Yeah. I hear that. I think that we are entering an age where at least some efforts, even if they're token efforts, are being made to characterize and accurately portray the strength, the vision, the intelligence, and the integrity, frankly, of women in the role of the hero is a welcome change. I think we need to incorporate that into our culture, and I think that is a good trend. I hope it continues. And thank you for your call. So we're on the conversation with John Orr, 91.9 FM. The phone number here is 503-325-0010. Really appreciate the calls out there, folks, today. Really, really good stuff. I think they're speaking of heroes tomorrow night. No, that's tonight at the Performing Arts Center. There is a program involving a depiction of Teddy Roosevelt. Certainly a hero by many demonstrations of courage and resolve, and certainly on the criterion of inspiring his fellow Americans, and even directing the formation of the male role model / archetype. So I'm planning on attending that one because I've read the Edmund Morris trilogy on Teddy Roosevelt. So. Yeah, that's a name. You do see, in addition to civil rights, you see the name, of course, showing up prominently among those who have done military service. Dick Winters of the, I believe it was the 101st Airborne Band of Brothers that were early in on the ground behind the lines in Normandy and led the charge with his men. Heroically and inspired them to greatness. Dick Winters certainly stands right there near the top of the list of American military heroes, American heroes, and maybe at the top of the list of American military heroes of World War II. Then there's just throw some names out here, and anybody wants to call in and sound off about who their hero is and why it is. And I really like to get at how they were influenced or how it affected their lives, the trajectory of their lives, their work. You know, I mentioned Bobby Kennedy and also John Lennon. Now, these people that we call it hero because they're virtues. Sometimes we just have a sort of worship because we'd like to emulate them, and that's fair game. Like Charlie Parker probably inspired and continues to inspire a whole generation of jazz musicians, and he might very well fall into a category of a hero for that particular niche. Nelson Mandela might be probably is right up there with Martin Luther King as the heroes of the last among heroes of the last 50 years, and that he certainly falls into the first caller's qualifications for that. So what else have we got here? We got some time left, so give us a call, 503-325-0010. This is The Conversation with John Orr. So I'm thinking that FDR, there's, you know, and speaking of the hero in the American cinema, the movie Lincoln, in which I believe it's Daniel Day-Lewis plays Lincoln, and the struggle to obtain passage of the 13th Amendment, the anti-slavery amendment. It's a stunning work. It's an amazing film, but it's really an amazing story about Abraham Lincoln, who had the vision, the courage, the foresight, and the perseverance to make that a reality against some unique pressures. The pressure being that the South was ready to fold, it appeared, at least in some respects, on the battlefield, and General Sherman's campaign through Georgia and the Carolinas had something to do with that. But the pressure was on to stop the killing, to stop the war. But since there was no legal basis except the powers from the White House and the executive order to prohibit slavery. After all, it was a states' rights issue to some extent. He needed a federal law, a federal constitutional law that would trump states' rights under the Supremacy Clause. And just a lot of people didn't care. They just wanted the war over. There was all those dead sons, fathers, brothers, uncles. There were families that were split apart. It was horrible, nearly 500,000 deaths. It was a savage and barbarian war, and so people, I guess, could be forgiven to want to have the war end, but Lincoln wasn't going to fold. He wanted to stop the slavery which had caused the war, and the only way to do that was to try and get 2/3 of the Senate and the House to pass the constitutional amendment. In a very divided country then as now, and he managed to do it. And so that's a heroic story, if ever there was one, and perhaps one of the reasons that Abraham Lincoln is the great hero in American culture and world culture, for that matter, today. There's another individual. His name is Jose Andes. He's a chef of some renown, they tell me, and I heard him interviewed on Fresh Air. And now his thing is to go to disaster sites and set up kitchens to feed hundreds of people. He's done it in Puerto Rico. He did it in North Carolina last year as well. He's probably out there this year. And my takeaway from that is we can all rise to the occasion. We can all do what we can do to be better persons, to be the heroes, really. And we just have to look around and see where the need is met and whether we can indeed render sacrifice. And we have a wonderful community here where people volunteer a great deal, where there's concern for the homeless, where there's concerns for the mentally ill, concerns for the less fortunate among us. We have food relief programs. And those people that are engaged in that, that are sacrificing of their time and giving their hearts and really acting in a manner that really bespeaks love for the brother sisterhood of man, they are also heroes. So I guess I just want to pay tribute and give consideration to those people in our community. And you know who you are. And so I would say that, you know, the hero in America, it may be a little quiet right now because of this whole, the whole scene we're on, but we just need to remember who our inspirational figures are. And maybe as we go to the polls, we should look to our leaders and see which ones captures those traits of the hero, the traits of courage, selflessness, humility, patience, caring, intelligence, and passion. I mean, you actually have to have intelligence. You have to know about government, and you have to know about policy. You have to have something more than just a gut instinct to govern and govern well. But to be able to bring people together, I think, requires a lot of these traits that I'm talking about here. And we have a caller, thank goodness. Thanks for calling. This is The Conversation with John Orr. Who's your hero and why?
Hi there. Well, I just wanted to thank you guys for putting on this show. So you guys are kind of heroic figures for me right now, just seeing this happen on the air. But I'll just put in my 2 cents and then I'll hang up.
Sure.
I'll be rude and hang up. But
no problem.
I look at you know, a number of people who are on the heroes list with me, and the older I get, the more I realize that people in the past who have been considered radical, like Jesus, for example, and Martin Luther King Jr. and Gloria Steinem,
yeah,
among others, they were after is just they were serving other people, and they just wanted everybody to have an equal shot, you know.
No, I really appreciate that, caller. We got to wind it up here because it is coming up on 10:01. This has been The Conversation with John Orr. You're listening to Coast Community Radio 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89.5. It's going to be foggy. It's going to start getting rainy after Sunday. So thanks for listening.